Hi, this is Thomas with Believe in the Run.
This is Robbie with Believe in the Run.
And this is Megan with Believe in the Run.
And this is Wyatt Fitzgerald with Believe in the Run.
What are you doing here? Right?
I'm here.
How'd you get in?
We got a fourth guy.
I went through the back door.
Do we give you, do you have a code to the building?
No, you just break the door down.
Okay.
It's probably rare.
You know what's also amazing? While we have Jared on as well, Lindzo is doing our check-ins. And if you don't know Lynn, you haven't been to one of our group runs or participated in Great, because Lynn is at every single group run pretty much that we do. We go to New York, Lynn is there.
And he comes with the best energy.
Yeah, he does. And he's actually ran the Brooklyn half with me when I was blowing up and dragged my body across the finish line.
And we'll actually wait till his first check-in for him to describe the other way that you remember him.
All right.
Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah,
okay, so don't give that away. It's a little hint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Thomas?
No.
I'm guessing I know.
Okay.
We'll find out on Friday.
I will tell you this. This conversation is making me sleepy, Meg.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Is it?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was getting up at 4:30 this morning to get my workout in.
Did you run outside?
I did.
Oh, this is the worst.
Dude, 2 days in a row of just being drenched wet.
We'll probably talk about it. Anyway, you probably slept really well while you were asleep because you were using your Lagoon pillow.
You know, that's the thing. Solid sleep. It's almost like it's tuned for me.
And, you know, one of the last trips we went on, you actually took your Lagoon pillow with you. Doing it again when we go to Boston?
I will, because you know what? I don't trust hotel and Airbnb pillows.
That's fair.
Dude, what kind of pillow are you actually leaving at your house if you have an Airbnb? You're going to give people the,
Don't scare people anyway.
Yeah, that's a CSI agent's wet dream right there.
Think about it, you're sleeping on some crime scene pillow.
Sorry. Let's jinx Thomas.
Off the rails.
All right.
Anyway, right now, if you're getting ready to run Boston like we are, sleep is extremely important and you need to be getting it. So you should definitely have a Lagoon pillow if you don't. And you can travel with one too. So if you go to...
How do you travel with one, Meg?
Well, you take it with you. But if you go to lagoonsleep.com/believe and you use the code DROP at checkout, you can get a free travel bag and free shipping.
Nice. I don't even have the travel bag. I need the travel bag because I am traveling with mine.
All right. Hook him up, Lagoon.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's not jinx him, though. Yeah. I hope his stuff doesn't get lost.
I also think they should come
out.
Don't
do it, Jared.
I did it.
He did it. You know what?
That's karma. It's going to bounce right back in Jared's
face.
Have
you ever gotten your... you've lost all your stuff before.
Wait, do you not remember this?
No,
Thomas told me this.
Okay.
No, you're talking about the ski trip one. This is we going to Boston. Yep. Weren't you with us? No. Was Robbie with us?
I don't know, but we get to the airport and we're sitting we're waiting for our bags. And Jarrett goes, wouldn't that be funny if they lost your bag directly to Thomas's face and then they lost his bag?
I was there for that. Yeah.
Mm. It was the best.
Yeah.
So turns out Robbie was actually... the one who stole the bag and threw it on a different conveyor belt.
You'd be surprised how much you can get for Thomas Newberger's clothing in the secondary market.
Think about, when we're looking at prices these days of running gear, might be worthwhile to stock a roundabout.
It's all labeled on his, on the back of his shirt. It says his name.
Yeah.
I know it's a federal crime, but it seems like it's one of those that you could kind of get away with, pretty easily.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless you're the dude who is working for...
They have video, so you'd have to really plan it out. You'd have to get Inspector Clouseau, fake... What I was thinking of for Lagoon? They should make, their sponsored athletes, you should be able to get custom pillowcases. You could sleep with an Emma Bates pillowcase.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah,
you had to make it weird.
You could get the different athletes...
on your pillow?
Yeah,
you can say I'm sleeping with someone.
But no, that now you're making it weird. I'm thinking more like My Little Pony.
Wow. Now we're just going into BronyCon.
Star Wars.
Okay. Anyway, let's move on from that.
If you took that to Shark Tank, they'd probably arrest you on stage in front of...
No, it's a body pillow.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm handing a sample out to each of you.
We should do that. Put all our faces on Lagoon pillowcases and see which one sells the most.
That actually is a fantastic idea.
I mean,
I'd want a Robbie because you could cuddle up with that stash.
Dude, it'd be like a, not scratch and sniff, but like a real life.
Like a 3D.
Yeah, 3D.
Like a little texture that you could rub at night.
Like a walrus.
Yeah.
You know the fringes that you find on the end of like nice pillowcases, maybe at like someone like I feel like they're like the royal tassels on the end of pillowcases, like at your grandma's house.
There's got to be a name for those. You Google what are the tassels?
Well, no, those they're tassels on pillows. Okay. Those are just. I feel
like they're
pillows.
A little like maybe rich because they're gold colored.
Okay. If you had to pick a scent for your pillowcase, what would be the
my
scent?
Personal
like,
one?
Would it be Old Spice?
Probably be hazelnut coffee.
That's good.
So my mustache smells Megan? Like.
I don't know.
You're usually like you're just. I would say like just fresh.
Okay, I like that.
Like you know.
Yeah, I could
like
see
linens
that.
Like clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Do you smell like
like fresh laundry?
Like a sheet, yeah, like dryer sheets. Yeah. That's a good smell.
I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't even care if it's chemically induced.
Nah, that's fine.
Yours would be. I'm talking to Jared here. His would be an empty box of Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah,
no. I mean that's.
Dude,
nice.
I'll buy that one.
Yeah, sleep on that.
What's it?
Like, what is that? Like fried chicken smell?
Yeah,
I don't. That's not what you want to sleep
grease.
With.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure about that.
Okay. Wait, it'll bring back Robbie's Band-Aids. It could smell like cigarettes and chicken yeah. grease, and he'll go right out.
That is
like
how,
sleeping in a van.
How the inside of our van smelled like. Dude, that was nice. I'll take that. Put that on the pillow for me.
All right.
Okay, and then what about you?
I would go with a complex collection of scents that would, you know, bring out the masculinity in the pillow. So chicory stick, cinnamon.
Chicory stick.
Yeah, maybe a little faint gasoline.
Oh, yeah.
Is this like a wine you're describing you just or described, a pillowcase?
You just described Sex Panther.
This pillowcase, you'll fall asleep 100% of the time, 60% of the time.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, one other thing we just talked about before we get on to all of our running mm-hmm. is the Golden Trail Series.
Ooh.
Which I know it's not until June, but I feel like all of a sudden it's going to be here and come in real hot. You guys are running.
Oh, yeah. I'm repping it today. Yeah.
You both have decided on.
Did that come yesterday to your house?
The Solomon hoodie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a white one.
I think you've all officially decided on the 11K in
Lake I don't
Tahoe.
Know why I signed up for it. I said to somebody 11K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the sign up?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
You're in. That's in. How it works. Right.
Yeah. And I don't know. Are you thinking about the vertical challenge? Vertical 1K?
It sounds cool because it's like, oh, 1K, how hard could that be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need to rappel down that thing.
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
Or up
I
it.
Could see us doing the vertical 1K, breaking somehow, and then having to do the 11K.
Yeah, you should see which one's yeah. first and make sure. If it's second, I think you go for it. If yeah. it's first, you don't do it.
I also like the idea.
Of cheering people on.
No, Robbie and I should bring like full-on backpacks mm-hmm. and stop and do like a picnic halfway up and then like... Do yeah. activities on the way up.
Do you think you can do activities on that steep of a climb?
I think there's, I don't know. Are there mountain goats and stuff?
I hope
hang
so.
Out?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of wildlife is in these or in these places.
Tahoe's known for their voracious mountain goat don't, population.
Okay. No, not on this day. Yeah. Not when everyone's out there.
Mountain
but
goats.
If you want to join these ridiculous humans, at this race
you should
do in
it.
June. You should definitely go to goldentrailseries.com. You can find out all the info. There's also a bunch of other races in the series throughout the year. So if that one doesn't work, you can but go to one of the other ones.
It's not going to have a party like we're going to be throwing.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing all sorts of social stuff. So come by. You can even meet Robbie's prodigy.
Oh, well, who's that? My son?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing my son out. It's going to be a fun time.
And I've skied on that mountain. So I'm thinking there's slopes that if we had to run up
ooh.
Are going to be very difficult to do a vertical 1K.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it, but I am looking forward to it.
you know what? I wonder if Rye could beat us both in a vertical 1K because, you know, he'll be a scrambler. He's closer to the ground.
There's a chance of that.
Lower body weight.
Yeah. There's a chance for sure.
I'd put my money on him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm thinking I'm going to bring sticks.
Like the band, like a tape of the cassette tape of the band sticks.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto. Yeah. No, I'm going to do like the hand pulse.
So oh, okay.
Walking sticks up the 1K.
Yeah.
Dude, everywhere. Like if you see me out there.
I like how in trail running, it's you can't call them walking sticks. They're trekking poles.
Yeah.
They're walking sticks. Like, well, they're not cool.
They are totally cool.
They're trying to make them cool.
They're useful. They're not cool.
Yeah. If you're skiing, you use poles as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should ban poles from
if
everyone.
You're out there using trekking poles and thinking you're cool, Yeah. Chances are.
Like, you definitely have a Legionnaire on, yeah. which is cool and useful. Cool
and useful. Will you have the Robbie Redinger signature Legionnaire by then?
I'm going to have to bring that with, yeah. The sun will be out and shining on my neck.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to have a size big enough for Rye.
Oh, probably, maybe not. You know what? CLA's Legionnaires fit kids because they're extremely tiny.
Oh, like my head.
Yeah.
I got a tiny.
You got a pinhead.
Yeah. Basically a pimple on my shoulders. And thanks.
Pinhead. Is that the name of the guy from Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Okay. That's his name?
Yeah. I wanted to think of what was the tagline for that movie, but I can't remember.
Get pinned in the head.
No, it was more like death is only the beginning.
All right.
Something like that.
Which, by the way, there's some opinions about your takes on Dune last week.
Yeah,
That's fine.
All right.
I'd love to hear some. And I'll rebut.
No, we're not talking about Dune on the show anymore.
We're talking about Dune at the end. We'll wait.
When we stop recording.
All right.
All right. Anyway, how's everyone's running going?
That's your nap time, Meg. You fell asleep last week during that part.
I know. I literally was.
All right. Yeah. Let's talk about everything else.
Let's get into Robbie's running. Cause like, what's going on, dude?
Let's see. So I came back from half 50K. And then I ran a trail race, trail run. Felt like I was going to die because that was the first time coming back from Hat. But then kind of came around towards the end. Then had a nice 10-mile run on Saturday. Felt great. Like, you know those 10-milers where you're like, I could do 20, no problem.
Yeah. And usually I feel that way until I get there 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
17. You're like, nope.
You're like, ah, oh, geez.
And I was the guy I run with when I'm back home, I ran with him and I was having to like, he was.
You wanted him to pick it up?
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to pick it. I wasn't trying to, but that was a good sign. And then I did a hard workout on Sunday where I felt great. I was just like, it was kind of like a 7:30, 7:15 pace, you know, like hitting those. And so that was awesome. Felt awesome. Felt during the run, after the run. And then. And then I maybe had a panic attack, which I've never had before.
I think they should rename panic attacks.
Yeah. Did you know this, Jared?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
It's not like it's a crazy. I didn't know if I. Yeah. So have you had this happen? Have you had a panic attack before?
I think I did back in like late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
But I.
Because
it just felt like my heart was fluttering.
Yeah.
I felt a little dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was weird. So I went to the doctor and.
Cause I found that apparently everyone that I know has had one, not everyone, but a lot of people. And what I felt was just this kind of overwhelming sensation of, I was just like sitting there at my parents' house after Easter dinner and the Easter egg hunt, which I'm not gonna lie, I thought I hid the eggs pretty well. Like, the kids are, you know how Easter egg hunts are super lame these days? They're just like, throw the eggs.
Right, yeah, they're like all in a field. You see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. They're trying to walk around, just look. I'm like, you need to pick things up, move lids. Like.
Yeah. Jared, what do you do for Easter egg hunts? Because you're Jewish.
I've done Easter egg hunts.
No, don't they do something different? Looking for a piece of bread or something?
Oh, you're thinking of hiding the matzah.
There you go.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, during Easter.
How well do they hide it?
Pretty well.
Wait, isn't Passover the Last Supper for Jesus?
You're
asking the wrong person.
I think that's the no, that's different.
Yeah.
Because the Last Supper would be like the week before.
Right. And usually isn't Passover and Easter like around the same time?
Well, I think it
this week.
Passover, this week in biblical studies.
Yeah,
Passover celebrates when they passed over the house, like during the plagues, when they passed over the houses that were marked. So it's celebrating like the, like basically survival of all the Jewish.
I can't wait for the comments on this
podcast. I just want to know if you hid the eggs in like your parents, the beehives and stuff.
Oh,
that would be good.
I didn't hide them in my mom's beehive.
No, I want to know if you were that dad who stood there with his arms crossed and was like, I can see at least four from where I'm standing.
Is that your dad made? Did you just imitate Ian?
I'm not going to lie. I did that a lot. I was like, I was getting angry because I'm like, it's not, it's near a corner of the house. The money egg is at a corner of the house. And they're like, and they're just like, kind of like, I'm like, you need to actually move things. Stop, look, just, you can't, you're not just going to see it with your eyes. You need to move things.
Look, he's even got the arms crossed.
This is why you had a panic attack.
Yeah. And I was just getting so annoyed because I'm like, my kids aren't the ones like looking for them. I'm like, you guys aren't getting any of the money eggs. Your cousin Taylor's getting all the money eggs.
I spent all this time picking up change on the street for you guys to give it to your cousin.
I just need to know your household that's hiding fake eggs versus real dyed eggs.
Yeah. So I think we used to do real dyed eggs when we were kids, but I guess we've since moved on to the consumer economy. And just do eggs filled with candy and money.
Like the plastic cheap things, you just like,
yeah.
Oh, that's lame. Yeah,
low effort. At all.
No, that's not lame. I'm with you, man.
Thanks.
I get
it. No, I like the ones that, and then you don't find them, and then like a month goes by, and then all of a sudden you're like, what's that smell? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they ended up, it's not a lot of money either. It's like a dollar, but that's nice when you're a kid.
You try earning a dollar when you're 12.
Seriously.
Oh, wait, how old is Jonas?
He's 5.
Yeah, that kid can't earn a dollar.
No.
That's a lot of work. He'd have to like start a lemonade stand.
Well, whenever they do something like a lemonade stand or try to sell, they were selling those fortune tellers, you know, the paper things. It's all the neighbors are like, oh, let's support this young businessman, but I'll give you $20. I'm like, no, you're inflating the value of these fortune tellers, which is going to make them think that they're worth more than they actually are and that money is easy to come by. So it's like, well, I appreciate you rewarding them. That's not how real business works. And they're going to have a skewed conception of reality. That
depends. Jarrett works for the government.
That's actually true. You have a good point.
So I'm wondering, like, are so they maybe those are taxes? Good prices. Are they, like, do they have any sort of permits?
I mean, the fortunes were pretty good. And I shook down our local councilman to buy one because he was at the playground. I was like, go hit him up for a dollar. Get some of my contributions
Speaking of councilmen, I did check on, because we sent over the proposal for the building a track in Patterson Park.
Mm-hmm.
I heard back. Now the Baltimore Parks and Recreation Department or whatever is
another entity.
They're getting involved. So yeah, this is, it could
you
be
knew
a little
this
more
was gonna
complicated
happen.
Than
yeah.
I thought, but
of course,
but I did throw out there, if it's not going to be in the annex of Patterson Park, I'm open to
other
options. So, but we got to figure out how to build a public track in Baltimore because there just isn't one.
Yeah, that's in the works.
Yeah, and maybe your kids could, you know, since they're getting $20 fortune tell, maybe I could get them on our fundraising.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
First checking. This is Ling, the firm believer. You may also know me as the same Ling who got Thomas into the whole Emily Sisson situation in Chicago last year. Although, I'm still 100% sure that was Emily Sisson herself. Anyways, Thomas is busy with his Boston training right now, and I'm taking over the check-ins for this week. I want to take this opportunity to share with you 3 things you can do to become a firm believer just like me. Are you ready? Here's the first one. Always listen to the Drop and Feel for the Soul podcast during your runs. And let me tell you why. Non-believers will say, we're doing this just for entertainment. They will tell you to focus on your breathing, your strides, and all that. But only a firm believer knows the true benefits of running while laughing. That's the most efficient way to increase your VO2 max. Sometimes you have to stop just because you're laughing way too hard. That's called interval training, by the way. If you know, you know. All right, back to the show now.
Yeah, anyway, so I don't know, even know. Oh, Easter.
And panic attacks.
Yeah, did you finish describing what that felt like?
So, so it was like an overwhelming feeling of, I don't know how to say this, but dread.
So it was emotional before it was physical?
No, it was physical. Like, it felt like warm, like almost like coming up through my body, like into my head and like upper body. Feeling where it wasn't quite like you were gonna pass out because I wasn't dizzy per se, but it's kind of like shortness of breath. Like,
sounds like me finishing an Ekiben, chicken.
Yeah, it's the meat sweats basically. Yeah. And that was it was the worst time because they were singing happy birthday to my kid. And I'm like, just hold it together. Like, don't like do
they're
anything
all,
crazy.
They're all looking at me.
I was like imagining that scene in Old School where Will Ferrell yes. just like falls into the table
Hello,
of birthday
darkness, my old friend.
You're crazy, man. I love you. But yeah. You're crazy.
Yeah. So I just like held it together. The best way I can describe it, honestly, is it was like a bad edible high. And mixed with like someone's about to drive up into a wall and you're not in control of the steering wheel.
Oh gosh.
Whoa. This is intense.
That is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Why did this happen?
I don't know. So that's what was kind of confusing is that I've never had anything like that happen.
Yeah.
And so of course, like since I've never had anything that happen, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna die. And so I thought like something serious was happening. And so it really freaked me out. And so then I went to, I felt better then later that day. And then it happened again like the next morning, but not as bad. So then I went to the emergency room at Hopkins just because I had no idea, you know. And then that was the
mistake.
If you're listening to this and you live in Baltimore, don't ever go to the emergency room at Hopkins Bayview, probably any Hopkins or anywhere in the city. I was there for, like, I got triaged pretty quickly, so I had my blood test and everything done, and that was nice.
Do you know why?
What?
They were collecting that money.
That's when they charged
you. That's $500
oh,
right
for
there.
Sure, for sure.
Just to check in.
Yeah. And
to say hello.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That is crazy. And so it was nice because I had all my tests that I could see because they were uploaded to your account, so I was like, okay, like, you can see that it looks fine because it tells you if you're in the normal ranges.
Wouldn't it be weird if they're like, this dude just had a panic attack?
Yeah, they could have just told me that. Yeah. Yeah. And so then I'm waiting there in the waiting room. And then I knew it would probably be like 8 hours because I knew it takes forever. And I knew last time they told me don't go in on a Monday because everyone waits till the weekend's over to get all their stuff taken care of. So the emergency room's always packed on Mondays.
Why don't they just give you like at a deli counter, give you a ticket?
That's what I'm saying. Like there has to be a better
There's
way.
Definitely
or
a better
like when
way.
You go to a restaurant, they give you the beeper.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's patient first.
And if you do go to the emergency room and you hear them say the number 3, that means you're right in the middle. So anybody coming in who's a 1 or a 2 is going to go right ahead of you. And so because I was not priority, I ended up sitting there for 16 hours.
See, I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
Like, we sat there for 15 minutes, and we were like, let's get out.
Well, after the 8-hour mark, you're like, I'm pot committed.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to just ride it out. And then I felt like I felt like I was in a Mr. Beast challenge, where I'm like, I need to outlast the other people who were here the same time I was.
Keep a hand on the car.
Yeah. And I did outlast everyone that I arrived with.
Oh, wow.
So I that was a feather in my cap.
What was it like getting up, though, and leaving at 16 hours?
It was a little... It was 2 in the morning, so I thought it wasn't so bad.
Like, did you have snacks and stuff? Like, what were
Kimmy
you doing?
Kimmy brought me food and stuff, so yeah. I had... Unlike a Mr. Beast video, I did have an outside source giving me fuel. But it was a great... Like, it's also one of those scenes that you can imagine are entertaining to me. Because it's just chaos.
Yeah. Like, is this going to be in your weekly newsletter?
I thought about it, but it's kind of it's like a weird one-off thing. Yeah. Where there was people, I actually took notes.
Yeah. Did you see anything like wild?
Well, the one time I went to take a piss, because I had to fill up I just was there forever. And I was like, looked down and there was blood. And I was like, shit, did I just? And then I realized, no, that was just from somebody before me where there's blood all over the place.
Ugh.
And then the bathroom ran out of soap at 1 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, it was still out of soap.
Notes.
At 9:30, the bathroom had soap, but the dispenser was broken. So imagine an emergency room. Yeah, I'm taking.
All your notes are on the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, so then at 11:15 p.m., these two guys got in an argument because the one guy let the other guy borrow his lighter, but the guy went to his appointment and didn't give it back. So he was gone for like 4 hours and he came back. So they started fighting over the lighter, but then they kind of resolved it quickly. And then the other guy offered him a blunt, at which point the security guard overheard it from next to she was on the other side of this wall. So she came over and admonished them, and then he started yelling at her and telling her to effing mind her own business, and kept getting increasingly mad.
I mean, weed is legal in Maryland now.
You know that you could have cut like 4 hours off your time if you just stabbed yourself.
That's actually, I thought about it. I was like, yeah. I should have just
said.
That's a good call.
The only way that Thomas ever even got in there, it was by ambulance. So that's the only way you get seen.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then it was just.
Head wound.
They thought a woman peed her pants, and all over the floor, but I think she just spilled a cup. And then another woman accused the guy who was fighting over the lighter of looking in her wallet while she was going to the bathroom. So this is all.
Why do you have two phones? Wow.
Oh, I found someone's phone today on the ground, and so I was waiting for them to
call. Are you the one who just put that in, like, Brewers Hill neighbor or Canton Neighbors or whatever?
Yeah.
You know you can stop that alarm?
Yeah. It says find my phone alert.
Oh. And they're
they're looking for it, but I don't know how to.
I think you can.
They're gonna track it down here.
Dude, can
dude,
you
throw it out the front.
Can you do that? Hey Siri, call.
No, I tried that. They just call my mom. Yeah, because I have my phone with me.
Well, stop your phone from doing it.
Sorry.
There should be a button to text back. Like, here's your phone.
Oh man, apparently they called me, but it was on silent, so I missed it.
All right, so that's Robbie's running this week.
Yeah. So anyways, all to say, I think it's fine. Like, I went to the doctor yesterday, and he was like, we'll get tests run, but it seems like it was just a panic attack. So I've never had that happen before. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I talked to my coach, who was like, I have seen that happen with athletes before, like his athletes, because, you know, I did the 50K, came back 4 days after, started kind of going hard again, trying to get ready for Boston. And maybe I'm just, you know, even though I felt good physically, like my body could be just like chill out a little bit. So,
yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm okay.
Are you just taking some downtime now? Like, are you running?
I took a couple of days off. Okay. I was going to run today, but then I looked outside and I was like, nah, dude, I'll just wait another day.
It was wet. It was really wet.
It's the worst weather outside.
The past 3 days have been awful.
Yeah.
It's just cold enough for the wet to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. It is not enjoyable at all. So you ran
this weekend I did.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
A long run sort of with Jarrett. Jarrett came out and did 6 miles with me. And I was running in the new Ultra Vanish Carbon 2. And I don't care what they say. That thing is rockered, because I was going when we were doing warm up miles, you know, you're not picking up your feet quite as much. And I kept scuffing the bottom, and I was with Jarrett.
Yeah, Thomas almost fell like 5 times.
Really?
And I was freaking out. Yeah.
Well, what about your arm?
It's coming together.
It's coming together, or just staying together?
He's doing push-ups, which I'm like, what are you doing? Again. Like, that's like the dumbest thing.
But anyway.
Dude. Just do one arm push-ups.
I'm trying to. I tried to do one. It's impossible. Like, I just difficult. Don't have that kind of strength. But so Jarrett and I were running. I was like, I knew I was dropping Jarrett back off at the house around 6 miles. So I almost switched out of shoes. But when what I was doing was like a progressive run. So it was 5 miles easy, 5 miles a little faster, and then 5 miles hard. Mm-hmm. And when we started coming back and I started doing the first mile of the 5 mile faster, the shoe felt pretty good. And I was like, I think I'll just stick with it. So I used it. And I actually think it's a really good option for people who don't want to go either mainstream, who want a little more toe room, toe box room, or just love Ultra and they want to stay with the brand. It's a pretty sweet shoe.
And so this is you said Vanish Carbon 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was trying to find the specs that I have on it just to see. Okay. So this has.
They went up to a full carbon plate.
Right.
The rubber on the bottom seems a little more durable and a little more coverage.
Is it?
And the foam is different. The Ego foam is a little different.
Is it still super critical foam? Is it? It's not PBAX, right?
I don't think it is PBAX, but it feels really good. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. So they said they increased the stack height.
Yeah.
3 millimeters.
Yeah.
From 33
It
to
definitely
36.
Feels rockered. And when you put it on a table.
Very lightweight.
You can see it's rockered.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
so it's not zero. I wouldn't call it zero.
They call it what? Balanced cushioning now? Yeah.
I would. It's someone. I saw someone comment that said it has actually a 5mm differential.
Oh, really?
But I don't know. It feels pretty good anyway. So Jarrett ran. We did the worst route. We ran up that giant hill in Dundalk.
We kind of the reverse
loop of what we normally do.
Where you can see the view of what used to be the Key Bridge.
Yeah, but we went up the hill, up that instead of down that.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we didn't even, that happened after we did the podcast last week.
Oh, yeah. Didn't it?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy. A lot of people were asking us.
Because we recorded on Monday last week early, and it happened on Tuesday.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah.
A lot of people were asking us if we were okay and stuff, and we are, but it is pretty tragic.
It's tragic. It could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
They shut down the traffic. They got they
did you
minimized.
Know there's still people on the ship?
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah.
Oh, they're still on the ship?
Yeah. They're not allowed to leave.
The people who work the ship.
Well, that's like a Mr. Beast challenge.
There's your Mr. Beast challenge. Yeah, so got that run done. And for the rest, I just did like my final, I would guess my final speed work. I'm going to do some paces at Cherry Blossom. But today I had Chris Hogger, and I'm going to give him a shout out because I have blasted Chris in the past for being a horrible
one of the worst
pacers. And today he did his job phenomenally well.
Wow.
He was fantastic. Came out, I got up at 4:30. I met up with him at 5:50 or so at the annex. And we did that loop. By the way, I saw Mary out there. PT Mary.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Well, and, PT Mary.
True Sports Mary.
Yeah.
No, not True Sports.
Isn't that PT Mary? Yeah,
no, PT, the one that's
Annie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like best friends.
Yeah.
So it works.
They might have been together. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I saw Annie because it was dark out. But I saw Annie, and we did the 800 loop. He was phenomenal coming out in the rain.
Dude,
it was cold.
I'm looking at it right now. You did 12 miles today?
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. But the 12 miles, it was a 3 mile warm up, 3 mile cool down. So the middle.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You started at 5:20 a.m.
Yeah.
Dude, you are dedicated to the cause.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's probably it until I have Cherry Blossom. We'll do a little bit of marathon pace, I think, at Cherry Blossom. And then I'm cruising in. I'm rolling into a shakeout run at New Balance on Friday night. And then I'm doing a little time at the New Balance store on Saturday. Sunday, we have one of the best shakeouts there is. I mean, that this is the third year we'll be doing the ASICS shakeout. It gets bigger every year. It's the RSVPs are off the chain.
What are they at right now? Do you know?
I'll tell you.
And I'm wearing the hat that will be given away that is delish.
Dude, it's so nice. This corduroy. I mean, you haven't done one like this before.
No.
It's so nice.
Megan loves
this
one.
It's my favorite.
I think we might have to do a separate one for the store.
Yeah, we have 700 RSVPs for the ASICS shakeout run. We haven't hit our cap yet for New Balance, but I have a feeling we're going to.
That's good.
If you have an RSVP'd for New Balance, you really need to go do that.
And that one's going to be the fun one because not that they won't, they'll both be fun, trust me. But we're going to be giving out socks.
And it's Friday. We're going to do a run, but then we're just going to go hang out and have fun
and then
play some trivia.
There's going to be some beverages.
Have some beverages, some snacks.
Yeah.
You know.
Making me feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah, Jared, you won't be there yet. Lame.
Yeah, stupid.
I moved my flight up already so I could do the 5K with you and then.
Not early enough.
Yeah,
early enough.
Never enough. It's never enough, is it, Thomas?
I don't know. You are Ken-uff, Jared. Isn't that the whole Barbie and Ken thing?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a stretch to use that catchphrase.
It is.
You are Ken-uff.
But yet here you are.
It's enough, not Ken-uff. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't work.
I agree with you.
All right. Stop putting it on shirts.
But
I'm excited to have you there, Jarrett.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So Lynn stopped by the office who's doing those check-ins.
Yeah.
And I think he's thinking about running with, at least at the start of Boston.
Oh, really?
Us. Yeah.
Okay.
So my workout today is kind of a predictor because it was a 10
What does it predict you to run, Thomas?
You did basically yasos, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's 10 of them.
That's what I was supposed to do too until this whole deal, which I love doing this. So.
Yeah, you'll be fine, Robbie. You always pull races It'll be, out of your
No,
ass.
I feel good. I feel fine over in that way. Yeah. It would have been nice to do a little bit more, but you know.
But then when it'll be Robbie.
Yeah, that's true. So what was your predictor then? How'd you do?
It's putting me right around the 330 mark.
So. Okay.
Maybe maybe a little under 330.
Yeah.
Maybe right at 330. But I mean, look, Boston's a tricky course. I'm just gonna be excited to run it healthy, hopefully. And I'm gonna talk with my coach tomorrow and he'll give me kind of like, I don't know if that was his plan, but he wanted to talk to me after this workout. So I'm guessing that it is part of his plan because he was gonna tell me about Cherry Blossom, what paces to do there. And he said marathon pace, so I'm guessing this is probably an indicator for him of where that might land. I don't know. Megan, you've been working with him longer than I have. What do you think?
I mean, I chatted with him this morning. Mm-hmm. I think that's the plan.
All right.
I think that's what he's going to tell you.
If you think about it, this could be the first marathon that we both are running that we are not doing together.
Why wouldn't we do it together?
I'm not 330. I don't know if you know what it's like to have kids.
Dude, you can hang.
But I have a baby. And it's pretty tough.
You and Robbie are two people that can just pop off.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if that's the same as of late. I feel like it used to be the case, but I've had a string of okay races.
I also feel like the marathon is different than like a 10K half marathon. Like, sure, like you could go race a 10 miler.
You could cheat a
You can cheat a lot of those. You can't the marathon.
With your training. Like, you can have a good day, even on a half marathon, just have a good day.
Yeah.
Marathon, even if you're having a good day, you're going to burn out if you're not ready.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping that you'll have a good day.
You're ready, but like way more ready than I feel like I've ever seen you.
I feel like this was a really solid block of training.
Yeah.
So, anything under 330 would be a party popper. But it is Boston. It's going to be tough. We're going to be fighting through the crowds in the beginning. So I'll be real happy no matter where we end up. I just want to have a good day and have some fun and do the best I can that day. So that's the goal. Megan, however, we haven't talked about your running.
I know.
Well, I'm finally back to normal, I think, kind of. Jarrett now has the plague that I had. Which was, it's terrible. And
do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He also tested negative for flu, COVID, strep, like all the things I did. But it seemed to linger forever. And the cough
would
be at nighttime. It was like the worst. But yeah, now I'm feeling good. I had a solid 2 workouts last week. I attempted a workout yesterday, which was comical because like we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Torrential.
The weather was insane. I don't think I've ever actually run in worse conditions than yesterday morning.
You actually,
it was bad yesterday
when you came in and stood over those towels dripping.
It wasn't even
wet rat.
I checked the radar before I went out and there was no sign of thunderstorms. And then I'm the furthest point away from the house, like at least 6 miles. Mm-hmm. And this crazy storm comes through. It's like 20-mile-per-hour winds pouring down rain, thunder, lightning. And like, I don't know where the streams of water came from, but they were everywhere.
Biblical. Did you wear the open ear bows?
I did.
I was wearing those too. And when the first, because I wasn't expecting thunder.
Yeah.
And when the first clap of thunder, I was like, are these headphones? Did something happen? And it didn't feel like I couldn't tell if it was a real thunder or a car crash or what, because like you have those open ears, so music was playing at the same time. But
yeah, I ended up just taking them out and holding them in my hand because it was just like pouring and I just wanted to like hear like what was around me, even though I couldn't really hear or see anything. But I don't understand waterproof jackets. Like I even Googled before I went out, is this a waterproof jacket? And the Soar Ultra jacket that we have, it says it's 100% waterproof. I felt like I was wearing a weighted blanket out there. And Thomas is saying that that's just like there's nothing but that you can
you
do.
Were you wet inside?
I was soaking wet everywhere.
Yeah, but she was probably also sweating.
Yeah.
Were that, you, and then
it gets in the...
Yeah, if it gets
it in. It gets down to the collar. Yeah.
It's like Gore-Tex. If it's in, it's that, in. It's not leaving.
That jacket doesn't have a hood, right?
No.
Yeah. That's definitely getting in through the top inside. I don't understand hoodless rain jackets at all.
Well, I wore the Gore-Wear one that we got, the yellow one.
Yeah.
And what I like about it is when you're at least starting the run, you get to ease into the wetness. So it's like you're not immediately soaked, drenched, and you get to warm up. And then as you warm, you're sweating, the rain's coming. You're inevitably going to get water down the neck or whatever. So you still get wet underneath, but I think it just gives you that little space of time to not be like open the door wet. Which today was pretty much, it wasn't even, I didn't think it was raining when I went out. It was almost like snow rain. It was like this
was
mist of wetness. And I was pretty much wet within 50 feet.
Thomas and I were talking about this though. Do you guys, when you, like it's raining out and you're committed to going out and running and like, when you first start running, you like avoid the puddles and stuff. Yeah, and then
that's 100% me.
And then on the way back, like you're so soaked, you just like don't even care anymore. And you're like just running through puddles and your cars are going by and splashing you. And it's just like, you've given up all hope.
I used one of the lightest race day shoes today. I used the Metaspeed Sky Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I was avoiding the puddles. And then, you know, we were doing speed work. And I was just like, screw it. I'm going to have to run through the puddles. By the end of the repeats, my feet felt so heavy and just wet and then just uncomfortable.
And that's not even a heavy, that's the latest shoe
out there. Yeah, it's less than 8 ounces for a size 10 and a half. So,
yeah.
Second checking. Again, this is your boy, Elaine, the firm believer. This one is all about nutrition. And I think AKA Feathers might have approved this message. Say you're in the middle of your run right now, and you're probably feeling a bit dehydrated, and you could use some snacks. And then, out of sudden, you see there happen to be supplies out there in the wild. A firm believer will always ask this question, what would Robbie do? Forget about the 3 seconds rules. Those are just too generic, and those are for the non-believers. Just repeat after me. What would Robbie do? What would Robbie do? Can you see clearly now? You're welcome. Long live the raccoons. Now, back to the show.
All right, let's take a little hydration break, Meg.
Today's sponsor is, again, Element.
I'm drinking it right now.
We love drinking it all the time. Thomas is drinking it right now. And some of the benefits of the electrolyte beverage are that it maintains steady energy, it improves your cognitive function, you suffer from fewer headaches, which Robbie can attest to.
100%. It's a game changer in that department after a long run.
You experience fewer muscle cramps, which I can attest to for sure. And it's just, it helps your performance in general.
Yeah, and I've got a couple special recipes for you. Definitely try mixing it with club soda or sparkling. What do you call it? Seltzer water?
Sparkling water.
Yeah. Try it with that over ice. Pretty good.
It's a nice treat.
If you want a little hydration treat and a little kick, you can even mix this with a little bit of vodka or tequila. Make your own ranch water. It's pretty good. But I use it for pretty much everything.
All right. And if you want to get some Element yourself, you can actually get a free sample pack with any order if you use our link, which is drinklmnt.com/thedrop.
Now back to the show. So is running going well though? Like,
yeah, this morning I was like, why am I so tired? And I realized my mileage was higher than I realized.
How many miles have you run in the last 8 days?
Over 100, which like when I look at my Strava, you know, I'm just looking at the 7 day. So I'm like, oh, I did 80 miles last week. That's like fine, normal. And then I was like, I don't understand why I'm so tired. And then I did the like cumulative past 8 days and I was like, oh,
that's probably so crazy.
But my last long run tomorrow, 15 miles and then cruise until Boston.
Well, no, you've got Cherry Blossom.
Yeah. Which is going to be really hard because I'm not meant to race it.
Here's what I love. Mm. You have to convince me to go out and get a good hard run in Megan's the opposite. It's like, you gotta, you gotta calm her down. Be like, do not run this like a race.
Yeah. That was basically my call with my coach this morning. He was like, you will not be racing. You have to practice patience. And I was like, do I have to? It's going to be a nice weather, 10 miles. Finally I can recover quickly.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really hard.
Is that a race that you could win? No.
Oh, gosh, no. No.
But is it a place
pros come out?
Could you come in top
20? No, there's 20? There's a pro women's field.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew that it was pretty fast, but I didn't.
I mean, Mae's getting there where you could do a shocker.
You don't think you could finish top 20?
I think when I ran my PR there, which was a sub 60, I was like 30 something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's a spicy one. Yeah. And by the way, if you're coming to run that race, there will be no cherry blossoms left.
Not with this rain.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
First off, I think they bloomed like 6 months ago.
For real.
It was like, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was peak bloom.
It was real pretty. I would say that.
It was early this year, wasn't it?
I feel like spring in a way is, you know how fall you look forward to it every year and you're like, oh, I can't wait to do the fall thing. This, and then it's like, over in a week. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? Now it's just cold.
Unless you're at Jared's house and they're eating cider donuts and shit.
Pumpkin spice lattes. Dude,
they get Slurpees the made of cider.
Basic batch.
Basic.
You've ever seen.
Yeah.
Give me fall everything forever. And that's like my
pumpkin
life.
Pumpkin rides.
Yeah. Go to Pumpkin Patch, get some of the apple cider donuts, get an apple cider slushy.
And the thing is, he doesn't go to one and do it. It's like the tour of, like, it's like, ooh, I went to Hogger's farm. Now we got to go to Weber's.
In the box of pumpkins to get that picture. I mean,
you're basically like Berenstain Bears in real life.
Oh my
like,
god!
Yeah,
that's a good.
That's Jared. Jared lives in Bear Country. And I would say, what was I going to say about the apple cider donuts and stuff?
Apple cider.
I feel
donuts.
Like there's a little bit of overrated stuff when it comes to apple cider. And don't get me wrong, I love some apple cider, but when you start putting in it everything, there are just some things where it doesn't hit as good as you think it should.
I think all of it's overrated. The only thing I like that has apples in it is what is it? The cider, but it's the alcoholic cider.
What?
The cider.
You mean like Magners? Like
yeah, like the ciders like, you drink that.
Oh, just like a beer. Cider.
They're like a beer, though.
Yeah. Just cider.
Just
yeah.
Cider.
Hard cider. Yeah, hard cider.
I don't think they're all apples.
Yeah, I think that's just, I mean, wait, doesn't cider have to come from apples?
I do.
Does it?
I think so.
Because you, can you have grape cider? Isn't that wine?
Ciders can also be made from strawberries, peaches, plums, etc.
Oh. Huh. So what's the definition of a cider? A cider. Jared can give us a cider definition.
Most popular is made from fermented pear juice.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's the most popular one?
It's probably Europe.
Yeah, there's
France.
Yeah. France.
Oh, okay.
Who's doing this?
They like a
we should try some
fancy apple.
We should try some cider when we go to France.
I would, because like I told you, I went there and tried to get a vodka martini and they gave me a Malibu drink.
When have you ever been like, I could really go for a pear?
Oh, I love pears.
No, pears are pretty not great.
No, I'm not into pears
if you
either.
Get it, it's a little bit like honey. You know when you get honeydew in the tray, the custom trays of fruit?
Yeah.
And the honeydew's never ripe?
Yeah.
Like there's like, it's ripe for maybe 2.5 hours of its lifespan.
Honeydew's the green one or the orange one?
The green one. And then, no, cantaloupe's like, hit or miss. You can do okay.
What's more disappointing though, like I find this with carrots too. You'll get a sweet carrot and then I'll spend the rest of the day trying to find another sweet carrot that matches that deliciousness. Oh, wow. So like
I'm not a carrot connoisseur, so I don't
like
even
every once in a while we'll get a watermelon and it will just be the best watermelon you ever had, and then the rest of the summer we're buying watermelons, I just want to throw them out.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's no good
here, but
yeah, it's not sweet. Yeah. It's just like,
oh yeah, it's like kind of pale.
Yeah.
Looks like it didn't, like,
flavorless.
That's the problem with fruit. They got to get their consistency down.
They never will.
Yeah. The fruit.
I'm reading that. It looks like I read this book to my kids about this bunny called Benicula, where he would get into the fridge at night and drain the fruits and vegetables of all their liquid.
So he's like a vampire fruit.
Yeah. You know, he's a bunny Dracula. So then when he would come, when they would come in the morning, all the fruits, they'd be all white. That's what reminds me of those crappy watermelons that you get.
Yeah.
There's watermelons at the grocery store right now. I'm like, dude, where are those coming from?
Good question.
They probably fell off the boat that ran into the
Saw people are growing watermelons. They do it in a cinder block so that they get a square watermelon.
That's a little bit like, I was thinking about that because when I have plants at home, you have to train them to grow straight up. And I was like, is that kind of like binding feet?
Yeah,
for plants,
it is.
Yeah, they have the plastic.
Don't make it weird.
You can grow them into, and it shapes them.
bind the plants, yeah. But and then like, you put a pillowcase on them.
In 100 years, are we gonna find out that we were putting watermelons in cinder blocks is like putting?
We're
like
not here in 100 years, man. We are not here.
You don't have to worry about it.
I'm not here.
I'm saying.
Think human? I almost say human waste, which is probably accurate.
I think organic humans will probably be gone in 100 years.
You just think we're going to exist in?
Maybe there'll be collectibles. Like they'll have like a few of them around. But yeah,
we can't go down this hole of what Thomas thinks is going to happen to us in the future because it is ridiculous.
Dude, AI, we have uncorked the bottle. We are on the verge of singularity. It's all happening soon. Mm. These are going to be the good old days. Like, you know how we look back? My kids look at that, like, they see Stranger Things and they think my childhood was like that, which it kind of was, except for the upside down world. But, we're going to look back at this time and be like, look, it was still charming. The people were walking around with phones and stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right. Do you know that Instagram account, Old Time Hockey? Mm-mm. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's this guy who lives in like Wisconsin or Minnesota. And he just does
quite a stash.
He just does these very simple videos that are like nostalgic of him just making food in his trailer in the middle of nowhere with old school. You would like it.
All right.
And he's got 2.6 million followers.
Yeah, he's huge. He does collabs with people. He does Shane Gillis. He was on stage with Shane Gillis at some point.
I love Shane Gillis.
But anyways, so he's has a pretty big Instagram following. And I was like, this guy... In 100 years, either we're all going to be like this dude or no, there's not going to be a single person left like this. So it's either like what you said.
Yeah.
We're either going to be completely done.
I just don't see, like, if you were to follow logic, what would be the use of having us around?
Just like a zoo, almost like a zoo probably. Yeah.
You keep the good ones.
All right.
Yeah. Not my problem, so.
Not my chair, not my problem. All right, yeah. So...
You just had a kid.
Yeah. It's going to be okay, Jarrett. We've all had these. Had to think about this. Anyways, so Jarrett, are you... You're running Boston.
I was trying to do this solidarity thing.
Keep that mic real up to your mouth.
I was
almost
trying
swallow
to do
it.
Yeah. Like I don't solidarity know thing.
Pretend it's a Chick-fil-A spicy jalapeno.
Yeah.
Everything was going great. Like, I mean, I was running with Thomas. You were there for periods of time during our long runs.
Yeah, you guys were there for Armgate.
Mm-hmm. We saw it, the Band-Aid Boys. But all of a sudden last week, I got hit. Whatever Meg got hit with, I got hit with, which...
Oh, so you ran through it like Meg did?
No, I didn't. But I can tell you that I went to patient first instead of going to the ER like you, which I'm not quite sure why. Maybe afterwards we'll give you like a group hug and that could help with.
I mean, it does show you that our medical system is broken when the 7-Elevens of medical care is the place to go now.
Well, no. It's actually not because I went in for this cough and I got tested negative for everything. But then they told me that my BMI was too high. So, so I cut off like 15 hours. But I also got some serious body shaming.
Yeah, you did.
Why did they give you your BMI information?
I don't know. They didn't even blame me.
They just saw them and were like, hey, guess what?
They were like, you. And then I was going to be like,
they probably had somebody in the back. They're like, watch this.
I was going to be like, do I show them my Strava? Like, we run marathons. Come on.
Yeah.
Leave me just a little bit alone. I'm here. I'm struggling. So.
Meanwhile, you stopped at Chick-fil-A on the way home.
Dude, you got to reward yourself for going to the doctor. Everyone knows that.
BMI is a outdated, ridiculous number for what it's worth.
Thank you, Meg. Yeah. Finally, someone is nice.
She is correct. Like,
it's not relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'll go to the doctor. I'm 6 foot, 175, and they'll tell me that I'm borderline overweight.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I see it.
That's why I started Jazzercise.
Got to get that extra edge.
Yeah, burn a couple calories.
But everything was going great up until then. And since in the last like week, I've only done the one run with you where I kind of caught it halfway. I wasn't coughing during the run, but every time we stopped, I was coughing. So hopefully this goes away soon. And I'm not really concerned about Boston because I know we've done 2 20-mile runs. We've done a 22. And I hope that a week off isn't going to change everything.
No, especially not at this point. Like, we're going to go into taper anyway, so you'll be fine.
And Jared, you have an engine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
you got a V8, maybe even a V12 under that hood.
Dude, he's got a hybrid.
I mean, I've got the goals at the end. I need to get to the end so we can get some espresso martinis.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
That's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love.
Only the classiest drinks for us.
There's the best thing about finishing a marathon and not being able to get really intoxicated. Like, you can drink. You can catch that warm feeling. You can have the fun laughs. Mm-hmm. But you just don't get. I feel like I don't. It doesn't sink in.
What is that? I think you're right.
I think your metabolism is working like so fast from
probably because you're dehydrated too.
That it just, yeah, I don't, it never seems to quite hit.
The worst though is like when we did one of our ultras and I remember trying to drink afterwards and I just wasn't enjoying drinking and we were at a party basically. And I was trying to drink and I just, you're not getting intoxicated and that you're getting bloaty and just not feeling good.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is a waste.
Yeah. That sounds less fun. I'm debating if I should try and run to the Tracksmith house afterwards. Cause remember last year when we did the math and we were like, you could have done it.
If you're going for a PR, you definitely have to do it.
Well, I don't know if I am.
What was your time last year?
2:47.
And you would have gotten.
Well, like the girl who got there ran like a 2:50 something. So like there was a chance.
Yeah.
When did you run the 2:45? Where was that?
Chicago.
Meg, okay. Can you just do it just to make us all feel
cool? I'll try. Cool. I'm going to try.
I know it does. I feel like we're sort of an amalgamation of talent. And it's like, if one of us does something cool, it's like
all of us,
we're all there.
Yeah. Like if Meg's running 100-mile weeks, why do I have to?
Yeah. We got that first.
I can run 30 and it evens out at 70.
The only thing though is that I have loved about the higher mileage training, shoe reviews. I can just bang out
that
like
nice.
Three pairs. Like if you're doing 60-mile weeks, that's three shoes just out.
Yeah.
And you get them done. Yeah.
Speaking of shoes, Jared, what are you going to run in for your wide feet for Boston?
So I figured I would try at first the Boston 12 because they come in wide.
The Adidas Boston 12?
Adidas Boston 12. I really like them. But they're a little too firm. So my knees kind of start to feel it towards the end of one of my long runs. I'm going with the Prime X 2 Strung.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Snap.
I like know. That.
That's
I really
not
like that
you're
shoe.
A big guy, but that's the big guy choice. Like all our big guy reviewers love that shoe.
I mean, his doctor office would say otherwise.
Herm's Runs told me, welcome to the club. So guess what?
You got the official invite?
But
what if you didn't know that you maybe were a little bigger and then like, Herms calls you and he's like, hey, you should also be doing these type of reviews.
Yeah,
with
you're
us.
In, dude.
You're like, what?
You're like, hold up.
Dude, what are you talking about?
No, I like that, though. I think that's a good shoe. I mean, our big guy reviewers love, well, Herms and Chad, our big guy reviewer here at Believe in the Run, they both love the Primex 2 Strung, which I was like, could take it or leave it. But I think we talked about this before. Yeah. I think if you're that, have more weight compressing the foam in the plate, it gives back more.
It's fun.
A couple of our long runs I've been wearing, and I've worn that while doing it, and like I feel great.
Wait, but were you wearing the 2 or the 1?
The 2.
Okay.
I think, honestly, I'm so used to such heavy shoes that the weight really doesn't like make a huge difference for me. But I really like them, and they've broken in great. I think I might be getting a fresh pair, but I get nervous with a fresh pair. I don't know like how it works, if it gives me any problems. So I'm going to bring
my
old beat up pair just in case.
Good strategy.
Wait, what are you running in, Robbie?
The same same pair I ran in last year.
The all whites?
Primex and the Audios Pro 3.
All right.
Because I already had the lacing figured out and they didn't give me problems during the race last year. So I'm just going to do that.
So the Evo one, because they're going to have limited pairs available.
Uh-huh.
If you got your hands on a pair of Evo 1s, would you try it?
I mean, I feel like
Nothing new on race day except for the Evo.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, squeeze your feet into that. I'd try that.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that would... Did you have any issues with the lacing on that when you ran in it?
I did not.
Because that would be the only thing, is that I hate having to figure that out.
It's actually one of their better lace systems. Okay. It's still got the thin lacing that can kind of be hard to adjust, but it's the eye sockets and everything makes sense.
It's like the heel collar the same as the Audios Pro 3?
It still has, it's more like, look behind you, see the Boston, not the Boston, the Takumi Sen?
Yeah.
It's more similar to like that Takumi Sen.
So I would love to run in the Pro 3. I don't know if I got a defective pair, but my pair has completely destroyed my Achilles, and I don't want to be like, can I get another pair and potentially waste that just in case, like when I don't know. So
yeah.
Stick with the strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's solid.
Do we have to do another? Oh, and by the way, I'm not sure what we're going to be wearing on race day, but if you're have a race coming up or just for your general training,
you might want to get in the flow.
You might want to check out Say Sky.
Yeah. Say Sky is also a sponsor of this episode. They just came out with their latest Flow collection, which came out in March. And I mean, you guys love their stuff. It's very light. It's got all fancy technical fabrics.
One of the best things about Say Sky that I can say is their sizing is very consistent. Mm-hmm. So any piece that I've gotten, I wear medium top, medium bottom. And a lot of times in some of the European or even the Asian companies, the size medium for the US is typically a large. So you have to go up a size, but you're guessing. And then you get another piece. Like I got one sore jacket that is a medium that is snug and fits like to form.
Uh-huh.
And then I got another sore jacket that is extremely baggy that is, you know, the same size. So the thing that I like about the Say Sky stuff is that I always feel like anytime they send me something, the sizing is right.
Yeah, that is true.
And across it, singlet, long sleeve, short sleeve, everything.
Yeah, and that is hard to find. A lot of companies are off on that.
And I think the Believe Run Club got those custom singlets, mm-hmm. and that's one of my favorite pieces ever.
Yeah, it is a nice singlet. The Flow though is even lighter than that one, so I'd say that's an upgrade. To that one. If they come out with a black and white version, we should re-up the Believe Run Club and maybe Faster Bastards.
So how can someone get that made?
Yeah, so if you want to check out the Flow collection or any of their running gear, just go to saysky.com and then you can use the code DROP15 for a special discount on your next purchase.
Will it be 15% off?
Probably.
All right, sounds like it.
Cool. All right. Okay, so we did the running. Do we say our events for Boston yet?
We dropped it
a little bit.
All right, yeah, let's run through them. So Friday evening is our first event with New Balance, starting at 5 p.m. from Solas. Wait, someone said we were saying it wrong.
Solas. Yeah, that's basically, you could describe my personality.
Okay, so anyway, it's an Irish pub. There will be shoe demos, so if you want to try out the Rebel or the SC Elite, they will be there.
Rebel V4?
Yeah, the latest. And then we'll do like a quick 3 mile fun run, and then we'll head back there for beverages,
trivia.
We're gonna be handing out custom New Balance and Believe in the Run socks.
Yes.
If you do test out a pair of shoes,
is that the trucker hat?
Yeah, you'll get a trucker hat if you test out a pair of shoes.
Uh oh, Ashton Kutcher, look out! Early aughts are back. I like it.
And then we'll hang out. We'll have beverages and play some trivia and just have a good time.
Nice.
If you can't come Friday because you haven't gotten in yet or whatever happens, Saturday morning we'll be at the New Balance store on Newberry.
Do you think we should promote the custom singlet we design?
Which will be there.
Yeah, but you can get it. You can get your name printed on it. Or so they're going to have four or so different singlet designs that you're going to be able to print your name on so that when people see you, they'll be like, hey, it's Robbie.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the best thing ever, having your name on your singlet when you're running.
So you can get it custom printed on any of the singlets, but we actually designed one of the singlets.
Yeah.
And so you could get a Believe in the Run New Balance design singlet. We should put that in the thing.
Are they giving them away or is it you buy them?
So you buy them if you want them customized at the store. And so we'll be there from open, which is 10 a.m. until noon. If you want to come see us, the store will be open until 8 p.m. and you can go get your customizations at any time. But we'll be there from 10 a.m. to noon. There's also like a DJ. They're going to also have snacks and fun stuff. So just come by and say hi.
Yeah. And if there is any leftover hats or socks, we'll probably be.
Yeah. There. Yeah.
Handing them out. And then Megan.
Sunday. The big day, not the big day, but the day before the big day, we'll be doing our shakeout run with ASICS like we've done the past few years. There'll be bagels, coffee, all
feathers.
So Megan Featherston will be at all these events with us.
We'll be giving out to the first 300, it's first come, first serve, these lovely corduroy embroidered.
It might be the
caps.
Best hat we've ever made.
I love this hat.
I hate to say, but it is.
It's not a running hat per se.
It's
a keepsake.
It was funny because Carl was sitting at his desk yesterday and I thought he was just excited about March Madness. Because if you see it out of the corner of your eye, it looks like a Michigan like hat, but because it has an M.
Yeah.
Or the Believe in the Run logo looks a little bit like an M. And so I was like, oh man, Carl's stoked about March Madness. Michigan's not even in it this year. And it was a Boston hat.
Nice.
But no, it looks great. I love it. I've been wearing it all the time.
Too. It's comfy.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So you can grab one of those if you're one of the first 300 people. We've talked to him because with the amount of people that have RSVP'd, we're like, hey, ASICS, if we run out of hats, you've got to have something. So they're looking around to maybe pump up the numbers with something else. If
we'll also have some Morton product there. If you haven't tried that, you can.
If you just want to earn like free cash, because those are what? How much does a Morton cost?
That's something you pick up during a race.
Yeah. I'm actually banking on my fuel at our shakeout.
Dude, if you come to the shakeout run and grab like five Mortons, that's like 10 to 15 bucks in your pocket.
That covers your flight home.
Yeah. There's three
home
stops
at the airport.
There's three stops on the Boston course that's having Martins. So if you're able to grab more of that, that pays for the race.
Yeah, if you're running it for fun, like it's not a goal race, I would say just take a Camelback with, fill it up.
Yeah.
Just stop. Think about the aftermarket. The expiration date, you're going to have to get rid of them pretty quick.
Boston's the only race where I always end with Mortons in my pockets.
More than you came from?
It's like, yes, rich.
I think I'm going to have to stick
not with, use.
Yeah, yeah. I think those last two runs have thrown me off a little bit. So I think I'm going with
Goo
Roctanes.
Are you going to have six?
I don't know why, but that feels right
on
for
brand.
You.
It's on brand for Robbie.
It really does.
Are you going to have six?
Like the best stuff? No.
Yeah. They're all going to be caffeinated also.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew of sports gels. Yeah, that's it.
I never realized that I just always use Roctanes. And then when I use all Goo or Morton Calves for New York, people were like, holy crap, dude, you're loading up on it. I didn't realize it was a problem.
And that's why you have panic attacks.
Actually, you know what? You're not wrong.
Full circle here.
You're not wrong.
I ate a tablespoon of salt and 12 packets of Roctane. I don't know what's wrong, Doc.
I'm freaking out.
My heart's just bouncing around my chest. I gotta...
Actually, now that you mention it, the dietary
your sodium intake from hat would have sent most people into cardiac arrest. Yes.
Right before that Easter egg hunt, you down three rock pens.
Yelling at the kids, it's right in the corner.
Yeah, it all comes together. Yeah. Why did I even spend my time in the ER? I should have just talked to you guys.
We're basically doctors.
An hour of therapy. It would have been fine.
Oh, man. That's funny. So grab your Mortons or don't.
So
come get some 5-hour energies from me and we'll have a good time together.
What number marathon is this for you?
I was just trying to figure out the other day. I think this is 8.
So how do you count marathons? Because you just ran hats. Some people count like their trail runs as like
It has to be a race scenario of 26.2. That is the only.
So for thing. You, it is a official measured marathon that is an event.
Yeah. Like I would never count a 50K as an marathon.
Okay, so your hat is a 50K.
Yeah, it's a totally different category because it's a different intention. You run it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know.
What if you do a trail marathon versus a road marathon? Is it still the same?
That would be, yeah, because it's like a race at a marathon. I think, but do those even exist?
I did a North Face challenge.
Okay.
Used to have a marathon, a 50K, and a 50 miler.
Yeah.
And the first year that I did when I did the marathon.
You just have to sit. It's whatever distance it is. Sorry.
It's just the race distance.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. I just, the reason I, and then I felt like it was the only time I felt shamed for doing a marathon because you finish and everybody else has done like a 50K or 50 mile.
Right.
And you're like, oh.
I mean, it's a and this is why, because if you ran a marathon, you wouldn't say I did two half marathons.
Oh, that's a good point.
You would never say that. Mm-mm.
Some people probably would.
And how many 5Ks?
Yeah. How many?
Couple 10Ks.
Four 10Ks today.
Vertical Ks. Yeah, so I'm in the camp where just race day. Even if I ran a, you know how some people did like a virtual marathon?
Uh-huh.
Meg, would you count your virtual one that you did during, would you count that as a marathon? I guess I kind of would.
Well, hold on a sec.
Here's the thing.
Because you really did that.
Is it did count. Like Boston printed it their virtual book.
And you ran it like a race pretty much. Like you were going for your first sub 3.
Yeah.
I would say if I did like a training run that was 26, I wouldn't count that.
Right. No, me neither.
It would have to be a race effort.
Do you know what's crazy? Meg did that for her first sub 3 during COVID.
Uh-huh.
How many years ago was that, Meg?
Yeah, that was 2020, right?
4 years.
You want to hear something crazy? Meg looked up when Big Run Media started.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be at 10 years in October.
Wow. Decade.
Yeah. Believe in the run.
Old enough to drink.
Believe in the run will
some
be.
Some countries.
Will be 20 years old in. And she was like, well, how do you define when? I'm like, that's when the URL was purchased and we started doing stuff. But yeah, 20 years in 5 years so from now.
Finally getting cool to put the established and then the date.
I don't know that it is. Like, yeah. It just blows my mind that how time is sliding by.
Yeah. I mean, cause when I think I've been here for almost 6 years and that's a long time.
Yeah.
It is. Like when you hit 5 years, I couldn't believe it. I was like,
but then again, when I think about things that happened a year ago, it seems like 6 years ago.
Yes, I agree.
Like Tokyo.
Yeah. I can't even remember.
Different people.
I think I had a beard then. I didn't.
Okay. I was trying to think. When did you shave the beard and go strict mustache?
That was actually a couple years ago, at least. Two or 3 years ago.
Isn't it weird now? You'll see it. Like you showed me a video and you had the full beard.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't look right.
Yeah. Now I'm stuck with it. Yeah. This mustache.
I think you have to go with it.
This chimney sweeper.
If I could grow a nice one and it would complement my face the way yours does, I would go for it.
You wouldn't look like an evil villain from
Dastardly Dan,
Eastern European. Yeah. Like I don't know. I'm not saying it looks bad. I don't think it did look bad when you grow a mustache, but you do look like you could definitely commit some atrocities.
No mustache.
Which in my heart I could.
Yeah, that's probably why it fits the personality of the person. It's like
an external.
It's like how dogs look like their owners.
Yeah,
mustaches look like their owners too.
Yeah,
the inside of their souls.
Final checking. Here's your residential firm believer Lane delivering the final tip on how to become a firm believer. You ready? Always join the Believe in the Run events. I'm talking about all the summer and winter grids. It's such a fun way to crack some mileage with your local run group. Shout out to my people at Run LIC. And also, don't forget about the shakeout runs. You'll get to meet other fellow firm believers. Personally, I've become friends with Nate Strides, MD Chicken Legs, Jerry Does, and of course, we only go by our Instagram handles. Who doesn't, right? Right? Okay, I hope you enjoy the 3 tips that I shared today. Obviously, there's more you could do to become an even firmer believer. For example, how often do you observe pigeons? How do you say peas and carrots instead of goodbye? Do you make sure you eat 8 bagels and do 30 push-ups a day? Is gel sizing your go-to cross-training during the off-season? I mean, we both know the list goes on, and I've only got a couple of minutes left. So name your favorite believer practice below here in the comment section. Thomas will get back to you. By the way, one last thing. If you're interested to know, believe in the run in Mandarin, it is 相信跑步. And then if you want to cheer some runners during the race, you can say 加油. All right, that's all I've got today. Again, this is your firm believer, Ling, signing off. Seeing is believing, believing in the run. Until next time, stay firm, my friend.
All right, should we talk about this Anshu?
We should. And I have one other question. So, because I was thinking about this with Chipotle, and I knew Jarrett would be here, and he's a food guy. Like, that was like the jam a few years back. Like, Chipotle, like, that was all people talked about, wanted to go get Chipotle, and it kind of died out. What is...
Sorry, I couldn't think of the... It was all that people... I was imagining, like, the news front of newspapers.
Yeah.
Chipotle read all about it.
What a barker.
No, but it was a very big... Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What is that now? Like, what is... Like, I don't think there is a place now that is, like... And then they're talking about Five Guys, like, is too expensive.
It is. I agree, 100%.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That and Panera has gotten absurd, too.
Oh, yeah.
Panera's got... I just don't like their food at all.
Oh, my God. I lived... When I was even more BMI on the broccoli and cheddar bread bowls.
Oh, damn, dude. I get it, though.
Yeah.
Dude, your bathroom must have been a scary place.
But no, they've fallen off and they've gotten more expensive. It's not worth it anymore.
So yeah, when the U Pick 2 is like $20, get out of here.
Yeah. Or Panera. Sorry. Oh, I mean, boy. But not sorry.
Which actually, really quick, when you pick 2 from Panera, how do they do the half of a sandwich, and where does that other half go? Because they cut it in half.
They're saving it for the next pick too.
Like, it's you think so?
Yeah.
No.
There's no way, because you don't know when the next pick two is coming through. That could
they
be an hour
hope
later.
It soon. Yeah.
But they definitely make a whole sandwich and cut it in half. At least they used to.
What if they just eat the
like the lettuce has
a no, they cut. Have to eat the other half. Every single time. And there's like someone back there freaking
no,
out.
No, I like that you think them waiting for an hour is something they're not going to do. They're 100% going to let that sit there for an hour and then put it in a bag.
Yeah, think about when you go to the airport and you get those pre-made
sandwiches.
That's
probably been sitting there for days.
Yeah, you have a good point. I need a Panera Insider to
the reason I was thinking about one, I'm like, where do people go these days? What's the Crave place that people go if it's not Chipotle?
I haven't heard much about Cava, at least in the circles that I run in.
Yeah.
What are you hearing about?
And then the other thing is, when I go shopping with the boys, like, I don't think, like, I go to a fast food place, so I'm not thinking, oh, how much is this going to cost? I'm just like, oh, you want that? Like, a standard trip to Chick-fil-A is well over $35 for two kids.
It's like $40. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
You know where you should go, where you could get super cheap lunch? Pretty great.
Wawa?
Costco.
Oh, Costco.
Oh, jeez. You are a walking advertisement.
Sorry that I belong to a
club. Is Costco the new Chipotle?
It is kind of hype. Jared is wearing a Costco hoodie for those who are listening.
It's not my only Costco hoodie.
No, he has.
You have a tracksuit or something.
The pajamas.
He has the pattern. Slides. He has the Supreme style one.
Don't you have pants that have Costco written all over it?
It's a sweatshirt.
No, I need that.
You have a hoodie that has it all over it.
I have seen in the airport at BWI, someone had a full Costco like jumpsuit with the slides. And I was like, this guy is traveling in style. He's comfy.
Dude,
like,
when Greg Itahara complimented you on your Costco sweatshirt, I was like, don't, Greg. Oh, do not do this.
And, just encouraging it.
And Jarrett lit up. He was so excited.
I enjoy when Thomas has to see the comments about it. Like, I don't get it. You know why you don't get it? Because you shop at BJ's.
Yeah. So. Tell me that wouldn't be a cooler sweatshirt.
I'm sure they have those like too.
BJ's?
Yeah.
Dude, they should be making BJ's.
It doesn't have, their logo isn't iconic. Costco has an
it's Costco somewhat and it's iconic Kirkland. Logo.
BJ isn't iconic. Did you ever have a Big Johnson shirt?
I wanted one. There's no way my parents were letting me have that.
Did you ever have from Ocean City the
hot tuna
peckers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like Big Johnson shirts, I was around 8 or 9 when at the time, and that was basically like how you got like, that was like porn for kids because you never saw...
Like openly talked about?
Like you never saw anything because I wasn't allowed to watch anything remotely risque. So then you're at Hershey Park and you're standing in line. You're like, this is like... like opening my eyes to the world of like sexuality, which is crazy.
That's amazing.
Because it was just like big boobed, like cartoon characters. Yeah. And you're like learning about all the terms and stuff in a clandestine way.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Pfeiffers and Al for creating Big Johnson.
Yeah. That's a Maryland company, right? Yeah. Do you think, did that make it to the West Coast?
It made it to Europe.
Okay, so I didn't know if that was just regional.
No. They made Lifetime on that.
Dude, I hope Carl put some of the cartoons up on the screen for this YouTube version.
I think I've told you this before. They had, and you can probably still find them on the web. I knew the artist, and he needed me to do the voice for like Robin or Batman or something for one of the cartoons they made when they used to make them with Flash. So I actually am a voice on a Big Johnson cartoon.
I don't even know. This is who you're married to, Meg.
Hey, yeah.
That's amazing, and I'm jealous. But yeah, they were like the adult version of No Fear. It's like you could get away with a lot of stuff.
Well, that was the time of innuendo humor.
We need to bring some of that back because graphic tees were pretty cool. For how cheesy they were, they were still cool.
Alvi is the artist, and he would crank out. Like he was truly a phenomenal illustrator and could crank out some stuff that you wouldn't believe. Like I know Big Johnson seems like a joke and stuff like that, but he was a really good artist.
Yeah. Damn, I'm just looking at some of the teeth now. Wild. Man, what a time. Anyways, so that would never fly now. So
this is what happens towards the end of these podcasts. Maybe it will.
Yes. I think it will. I can see Joe Rogan selling those.
Oh, I could see a lot of people selling these. It's going to come back.
You know, when you were a kid and you saw that, you were probably pretty hyper.
Yeah.
Boom.
Nice.
That was the worst. That was a bad one. Ever bad. Done.
Speaking of Big Johnson, what's bigger than a high stack shoe?
I can't believe you put that so close to your mouth.
Right. That's what she said. So speaking of Big Johnson.
We're staying on Big Johnson.
Speaking of Big Johnsons again. Yeah, that could go right on the back of a t-shirt. Just put it on there.
Oh, that's amazing.
The Cloud Monster Hyper.
Yeah.
By On. Not On Running.
I'm not even getting into prices anymore. People, we don't set the prices. I don't know if you know this. We talk about the experience of running in the shoe. It's up to you whether or not you think the price is worth it or not.
Yeah, but it's you have to mention it.
Okay,
it's $220.
Yeah,
that's not a you have inexpensive shoe. Yeah,
but it's On. So what?
No, I don't mind mentioning it. I just when we get a slew of comments, it's
you're
like,
just mad at everyone's upset with your daily trainer picks that are all $300 shoes.
I'm talking about the experience.
Anyway,
speaking of which, we're gonna get yours, aren't we?
Maybe.
And then Robbie's.
Yeah. Okay, so this shoe is. What is the point of this shoe? What is the...
To make you feel foolish for buying the regular Monster 2.
When you could have gotten the Hyper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't love the update to the Monster. I don't know. What do you think?
I did. I liked it quite a bit. Like I said, I didn't really run in the first one. So the second one was kind of a new shoe for me.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it. Like I kept putting it back on. It's not like a... amazing shoe. Like it's I heavy. Think I would still choose the, and I know I would still choose the On Cloud Eclipse, but I liked it.
What about you, Robbie? Monster 2.
What about it? What do I feel?
Yeah.
I felt like, I think you and I have similar thoughts.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a nice ride, but something about it felt a little blocky to me, but.
Are we getting to the Hyper now?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about.
I was talking about the Monster 2.
I'm sorry.
Compared to the Monster 2.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Monster 2. Well, the problem with the Monster 2 is I never got, it was too big for me. And so I gave mine to Ryan. And then by the time I got a replacement pair, it came with the Hyper. So I was going to run the Hyper.
I liked the Monster 1. And then the 2, I felt like it was just sloppy. The Hyper was sloppy.
Which is weird because that was the thing we wanted to get fixed. But I also felt like the Helion foam was a little firmer or something. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people felt like that.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of the reviews kind of said that.
So then we get to Hyper and I'm like, maybe this would be a better update to the monster.
Mm-hmm.
But you may, I mean, Robbie, you just talked about it a little bit. You said it felt blocky. It's like funny because when you were first telling me, you're like, I don't know, it feels like chunky. I was like, I went out and I was like, it feels boxy, almost like you feel the platform under your feet. And that's why I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm running on top of a block. It does have a little more give where the PBAX foam is under or PBA foam.
For sure.
Underneath the midfoot or forefoot. But it doesn't do enough to give you that like really responsive bounce that I was hoping for. And then I actually think it feels like a stability shoe.
I know what you're saying. Because it doesn't feel, you're right, it doesn't feel super stable. I think that carrier in the back that,
I felt that that's what it was like, because I was trying to describe the blocky feeling.
Yeah.
And what I think it is, it has such a firm back half that it almost naturally creates a stability shoe feel, like the old style of stability we used to have, mm-hmm. like almost like, and you can see the foam here stops. And so you have the Helion foam here, which is a little firmer on the instep,
yeah.
which would be normally where you'd have posting on a traditional stability shoe. Mm-hmm. And then I just really felt like there was no give laterally in the heel.
Right.
Or like it did either way. It didn't really give much.
So yeah, for those who are listening, there's a PBAX foam that goes from it goes through the whole shoe, but starting at midfoot to the rear is a CloudTech. It's called CloudTech Phase Midsole. It's basically, I don't think it's PBAX, right? The carrier.
The only part that's PBAX is that white foam in the forefoot.
Right. So then it basically wraps around.
Traditional Helion in the carrier. Then there's like
an
insert of, and a healthy insert of PBA. I don't know if it's PBAX or.
It is PBAX brand, name brand PBAX.
All right.
I'm just not sure why they didn't bring that all the way through to the heel, because I think that would have made the big difference and you would have had that softer landing versus that blocky feeling you're talking about.
Things that are good about this though, and definitely better than the regular monster, is the upper really fits nicely on this.
That is true.
I don't know what is the difference, but the upper is substantially better fitting. I really like the laces.
Okay, I was going to say, what do you think about those laces?
The laces are amazing. I love them. They've got weird little rubber grippies.
Rubber knobs on the laces
mm-hmm.
that pretty much.
You didn't find that annoying to tie in some ways?
Not once it was tied.
It's like it works both ways. It's a little bit annoying.
I loved it.
To tighten them, but when they stay.
Megan doesn't do the fancy knots that we do. She does like, I'll tie it.
Granny
knot. And then I'll flip that sucker in three times and have like a little, it looks like Marge Simpson's hairdo on top of her shoe.
It works, man.
It does work.
You stay on and you're faster than me.
I didn't dislike the shoe as much as you guys did. Like I enjoyed it. I'm not sure I get it. Like I don't know why we said we disliked it.
No, I didn't dislike it. The ride itself is actually pretty nice.
Here's the thing. I didn't find it compared to other super trainers, I didn't think the ride was that special. I thought it felt nice for a daily trainer, but it doesn't get up to the level of
Super Blast.
Yeah.
Even
the New Balance SE Trainer V2. I even like the SE Trainer V1.
Like the Saucony Speed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get the Endorphin Pro, Saucony Endorphin Pro for basically the same price.
So, and we said we wouldn't talk about price, but yeah, that's. I guess you can.
It does matter when you're comparing to other shoes.
It does, but see, here's the thing. Like, if then you go, I think on though, brand wise, like it discounts like the brand. Like if you go out to buy a Burberry jacket versus a jacket from the Gap. Yeah, the price is different. They're going to do basically the same thing as far as performance, but the Burberry has a brand connotation. I think in running, people don't want to admit there's certain brands that have a higher cash.
I mean,
aesthetically, yeah. They look great. I think all of them.
Yeah, they look awesome.
You're paying for that.
Do you like it? Do you like it more than the Cloud Monster 2?
I do.
So, I mean, that right there is
Cloud Monster 2 is 180. Yeah. But I like it better than the Cloud Monster 2. I just don't know that this wouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily. This wouldn't make my rotation.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I've only tried it on the pair that I got. But the upper is a lot better than the Cloud Monster 2. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the $40 difference to have a pair of shoes that are not great and your foot might be sliding around.
Yeah, between the two shoes.
Yeah.
And if you really want the On Monster, go Monster Hyper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying it. It's not like anything I'm super excited about, but I think it's.
Okay, so when you're done with the review, will you continue to wear them?
For like shorter runs, yeah. Like I think they're perfect for my afternoon runs when I have like a double and it's 4 miles and it's just like looks good, feels fine.
Weight wise, it's what, 2 ounces lighter than the?
It's pretty.
Than the Monster 2.
That was the other thing is it felt a little heavier than it was as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty light.
Isn't it weird when we try some shoes and they weigh a lot more and then you run in them and you're like, oh, they feel.
I also think it depends on where the weight is coming from. Yeah. If it's bottom heavy, you feel that more.
I think that's what it is in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. But overall.
I mean, we're going to do a review for it. You're going to give it a green light?
You can't give that away. Got to make people watch the review.
That probably should not be the question. Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's pretty much it for that shoe.
Yeah. Might be it for the show.
I think we're good.
Do you want to ask Jarrett any questions?
Oh, yeah. Holy crap. Is that really the time? Yeah. Oh, we're at an hour and 28 minutes. We didn't even cover Dune talk. All right.
That we can't. This was my whole goal, and we made it. We're not talking about it.
Maybe so it's real just quick our about Dune. Podcast for Dune.
I'm about to walk out. I'm going to walk right out of here.
All right. No, that is long enough.
Like a Fremen, are you going to do it like with steps that aren't rhythmic?
Is that a Dune reference?
Mm-hmm. Ugh, nice. Gross.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Jarrett, thanks for coming.
Your eyes are bluer than blue.
I'm glad blue you appreciate blue. It.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, right? I'm here.
I can't wait to spend
We're
the
so
weekend with you.
Excited to be in Boston with you.
Oh, it's going to be fun. That's my favorite. Like, that's such a fun
such
weekend.
Good weekend.
Last year, when I just took photos, I was so tired.
Are you bringing
and
a baby?
And I even run, so no. Sadly not.
Are we going to have I think you should leave marathon like we did?
I think we do that and we watch Triple D.
I thought Allie
you're
going to
have your
you.
Photos taken this year.
I
Carl's going to be out there.
Oh, nice.
He's going to have the pass
and
that you had.
And Justin Hall.
Yeah.
Do I?
Carl should be doing video. Like,
or whatever.
Do I carry like one of those air tags so Carl knows where I am at
Make
all
sure
time?
That you have your hands up when you are for the whole 100 meter finish. Hands up.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, someone's picking up their phone here at the office. So I found them. We found the owner of the phone.
Do you think you'll get reward?
They're coming to get the phone.
That phone looks like a woman's phone. Is it a woman?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Isn't that weird? You can tell.
What? That who dropped it like 7,000 times?
No, it got run over by a car.
Oh.
I found it in the middle of the road.
Turn it over, Meg. Or not Meg. Robbie.
I was literally driving and I saw it and I thought.
That's a new one too.
I said, I think that's I saw it in the middle of the road. I said,
wait,
I think that's a phone.
Can I see the thing, yeah,
and
that's a new one.
Turned around and picked it up. I think a car ran over it right before I picked it up.
Wow!
But it's just the screen; everything else works. Like,
you know, what
it's
we
just
did
the glass.
We saw a dime on the ground when I was running with Jarrett.
Yeah,
didn't touch it.
Sad. Yeah, well, no, I was thinking that we would make a scavenger hunt, and we could pinpint
Geocache.
On Google Maps all of the change we find. And you could go around and find that. Would that not be fun?
I would appreciate
that. That's your Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. I would be into that.
Yeah.
You might have to look around, Robbie.
Robbie, it's right there.
I would be into it. Do it next run. All right. Meg's done. We're done.
Yeah, my headphones are
all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl, for editing this up. See you guys in Boston. Or yep. I guess we're there already. It's Friday.
Oh. Dude, we have another week.
Okay. We'll be there soon.
All right.